Hello.
Guten Tag.
It is good to be recording again. It has been a minute.
Yeah, red hot minute, to put it lightly.
We acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.
So, how what have you been up to in the last fortnight, Dana?
Work. It is definitely starting to pick up with this warmer weather.
Oh, that's good. More business coming in.
Yes, hopefully it stays that way.
Yes.
But with all this rain, the warm weather now brings long effing grass. Green, luscious, thick grass that your girl had to mow.
Yeah, I remember calling you today at some point and I interrupted you mowing.
I don't know how we heard each other, but I probably look like a crazy person mowing and screaming at my phone.
Oh, if only I could have watched that.
I just realized how insane I must have looked. That's why the guy across the road gave me a weird look, I'd say.
Isn't he a cop that lives across the road from you?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. When the cop gives you a weird look, you know something's up.
He's all right. He's our friend.
I've been busy too, working and getting sick again, going back to hospital.
Yeah. How many times have you been tested for corona now?
That's the second time I have been tested, unfortunately.
What's it like? The test itself, like, is it just a tickle?
No. Oh, it's sort of a tickle when it goes to the back of your throat. Unless you got a sore throat like I did it's the second time. It sort of hurt when my throat was sore.
Did it touch that little dangly thing that hangs in the back of your throat?
No, Miss Cardi B. It went past that.
Really?
Yeah, it goes right to the back of your throat.
I've had one of those before.
And then they get the same not bad swab. At all. They get the same swab, bring it back out of your mouth and shove the same swab up each nostril right to the back of your nasal cavity.
Why do they use the same?
I don't know, but it's fucking gross. And when as soon as it touches the back of your nasal cavity, your soul leaves the body. And then it comes back as soon as it fucking gets taken out. And then it gets shoved in the other nostril and your soul leaves your body again and goes, fuck off, I'm not coming back after that second one.
See, a lot of people describe it as just like a tickle. Maybe it's just the way that you're being tested. Maybe there's a way to it. Not everyone has the knack sort of thing.
Could be. Or
you know,
or
like when some people take blood, it's horrible, and others, it's fine. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, true. It could also be because they have a lot of damaged nasal cavity because of an experience in my childhood, which I won't go into.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your nose ain't normal anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't schmill.
No, I have no chance of schmill, which has made an interesting life for me. But, yeah. And it's weird because one of the criteria to actually get the COVID test in Australia is you have to have lost your sense of smell. Like, because it's one of the symptoms of COVID. And it's like...
You don't know because...
I don't know if I've lost it because I already lost it years before COVID even was a thing.
Of course.
Yeah. Because I lost my sense of smell when I was 14, so...
Oh, I thought you were younger.
No, I was 14. Which means that what's weird is...
You have not smelt for almost 10 years.
Yes, but at the same time, there's one or two smells I can remember from when I could. I can't smell them in my nose, but I can remember what they smelled like. I don't know how that works, but anyway.
So what are the smells that you can remember? Or did you just tell me and I wasn't listening?
No, I didn't say.
Is it one of them roses or something? Or is that something that you wish you could smell again?
I wish I could smell roses again. I remember that I used to love the smell of them, but I can't remember what they smelled like.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, I don't like the smell of roses.
Oh, okay.
Like,
Each to their own.
one or two roses are nice, but when you're in like a garden of roses, there's just too much like going on. There's too much aroma. Like, it's like a sensory overload to turn off. You know what I mean? But if you get a bouquet of flowers and one or two roses, it smells beautiful, but not when you've got all that happening in one area.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway.
And one of the senses I can remember, the smells I can remember, it's Domestos, the strong bleach chemical.
You poor thing. Remember that time when we were sitting down watching a movie and I was like, can you smell fire? I can smell smoke. I think there's fire nearby. And it was during bushfire season.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I can't smell it. I'm like, I can, bro. I can smell it. So I went outside and had a look, and all this smoke was just everywhere. And like,
Yeah.
it had been a clear day. And it turns out it was just the smoke coming through the fucking aircon. And the reason why you couldn't smell it was because you can't smell.
You were mean. You're always mean to me
Or do you
about
remember when I brought you scented candles as a gift? And you're like, what do they smell like? I was like, I know, sniff it.
Did you buy them for me at that time? I thought you just bought them for yourself and you were trying to get me to smell them.
No, I was trying to get you to burn one in your room.
Oh.
Your shit stank.
Oh.
Or do you remember that one time I forgot that you were allergic to mint and I made you up that beautiful body pack, handmade, handcrafted, with all like Lynx products, like a.
Yes, and there was also a block of mint chocolate in there.
Yeah, I know. I fucking forgot. You're allergic to. Who's fucking allergic to mint, for fuck's sake? Are you
I'm
telling me you've
so.
never enjoyed a mint patty?
When I
Like
was young,
the chocolate.
when I was, I think I was 19.
How did, when
I
did
was
you
living out of my
become allergic?
own. I was living out of my own for the first time, and I knew I was allergic to mint back then, but I wanted to try a mint sliced biscuit because they always looked so good.
Oh, that would have been so worth it. The dark chocolate.
Yeah. I ate an entire biscuit and I loved it. And then it didn't end up well. When I got to the hospital, the nurse slapped me for being a fucking idiot.
Do you blame her?
True.
So, Callum, you're telling me the other day, since you were back in hospital again, you've started reading a new book.
Yeah.
You want to
When I
discuss what it's about?
Yes, I would love to. So it's called History Is All You Left Me, by the author Adam Silvera. This is the second book of Adam's I've read. The first one, let's just say I threw at the wall a few times while reading it because it made me so sad and angry in different stages. But I got through it. It was a bloody brilliant book. He's a brilliant author. He just makes you feel the emotion. The first one I read of Adam Silvera's was called They Both Die at the End. And I should have had my emotions prepared from the title, I guess, but me being dumb like I am, I didn't prepare my emotions. And the one I'm reading at the moment, which I've almost finished, is History Is All You Left Me. And again, I should have prepared my emotions and I didn't. But the main emotion I'm sort of feeling towards this one is anger, because some of the things is Adam's getting the characters to do is sort of making me a little bit angry at some point.
So, are you angry at the way he's written it? Like,
Oh no, he's written it brilliantly. He's a brilliant author. I can't fault him on his professionalism and detail. It's what he's made some of the characters do that is annoying me. It's part of the story.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So mean, I can't go into too much detail about what is making me angry because avoided. But basically, it's about a bloke who drowns to death. And the history he's left behind between his childhood best friend, who's his ex-boyfriend, and the lover that he was with when he died.
So is the book like, in a way looking, so does the book start off with this guy actually drowning? Like that's the first thing you learn?
Not that he's drowning, that he died.
Okay, so is it sort of like what he would have seen possibly drowning, like his life flashing before his eyes, in a way?
No.
It's not like that.
That's off the childhood best friend talking about how his ex-boyfriend and special friend, ex-boyfriend, is at his funeral, at his open casket funeral. Can I
Okay.
just say so? Just a note for everyone in the world. If you ever go to my funeral and my casket is open, please close it. I do not want an open casket funeral. Don't be looking at my dead
Why are
body.
you saying casket?
Because that's the term you use.
Isn't it casket?
Oh, same thing.
Or have I been saying it wrong?
I don't know. Maybe it's like potato potato. I think it just depends on how you pronounce it.
Casket. It sounds like a fancy biscuit.
Well, this
Not
is fine.
a
That's
fucking
an
coffin.
ordinary.
Just
So
say coffin. Scratch casket and just call it a coffin.
open coffin funeral just sounds so even more morbid than casket does.
It doesn't sound right.
No, it really doesn't.
You get an open coffin or what? It's like, is it, and then a fo oh, and an
Bogan.
open bar to follow? Sweet.
That is really bogan, Dana.
I know, that's what it sounds like. No wonder you say casket. It makes it sound like a fancy biscuit, not a funeral. It sounds like you're talking about the wake food.
Oh dear Lord Jesus. So the book touches on multiple parts of life, death obviously being the main one, but it also touches on mental health, including grief, depression, and OCD.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, and it also touches on I'm not sure if there's a word for it. Where you sort of adjust your attitude for the situation. Is there a word for that?
If you what, sorry?
Adjust your attitude to certain situations out of respect.
Like being a bigger person?
Sort of, yeah.
Swallowing your pride?
Yeah, I guess so. So Griffin is the childhood best friend of the boy who died. And
How old was he when he died?
18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is young.
Theodore's the one that died, and then Jackson is the new boyfriend. Now, as I was trying to say before, what happens with
Sorry.
Griffin? No, you're right. It also touches on how Griffin and Jackson be a bigger person and adjust their emotions instead of wanting to kill, like to kill each other because they both loved the same person and still do love the same person who just died. They both become bigger people and adjust their attitudes appropriately to the situation and get along. And that's really heartwarming until something else happens, which I
So
won't discuss
do
with you.
they then become a couple?
Spoiler alert.
Oh my God, I need to read this book.
No, Iggy, you really do. It is really good, Dana.
What's the other book of his that you've got?
I've got multiple books of his.
What's the other one that you read that you were telling me about?
They both die at the end, which is the first one I've read of his. It is,
What was it about again?
so it's about an alternate universe. Everything is exactly the same except for one thing. There's a company that rings you on the day you're going to die to let you know you're going to die before the clock strikes midnight.
That's right.
And there's a dating service for people who, just for people who have received that call.
So you date someone for a day.
Yeah. And what happens is these two blokes who are, I think they're about 18, 19 or something like that. They get together on the dating service because they both had the call that day. They spend an entire day together and make it into a life and they fall in love. And then they both die at the end. So the next book I intend to read is also it's Adam Silvera, but also written alongside Becky Albertalli, who wrote the book Simon and the Homo, sorry, Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda, which is the book that's based on the movie Love, Simon.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this book that I haven't read yet, obviously, it's called.
Did we end up watching Love, Simon together? Have I seen it?
I think we did watch Love, Simon together, yes.
What happens? Refresh my memory.
At the
You don't have
boy,
to if you don't want to.
coming out of high school.
Hey.
About a boy coming out of high school, and he falls in love with a guy, an anonymous guy called Blue, over email. And he finds out who Blue is right at the end on the Ferris wheel. The book I intend to read next is called What If It's Us, which is co-written between Adam Silvera and Becky Albertalli, the author of Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda, which is the book Love, Simon is based off.
Oh, you fucking idiot, Dana. I didn't hear all that mumbo jumbo at the beginning.
Yes. So, What If It's Us is about two blokes that live in New York.
So the writer of that and this bloke have got together. That's going to be an insane book.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant. I'm freaking keen for it. And I'm really hoping that Becky Albertalli tones down the amount of death. Because that's what sort of triggers me in Adam Silvera's books. Because there's a lot of death, obviously. But yeah. So obviously we know what you plan on reading next now, Dana. You plan on reading one of Adam Silvera's books.
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay.
Literally all the above.
Okay. But what are you
Plus
reading
Love,
at the moment?
Simon. Huh?
What are you reading at the moment, Dana?
Nothing. Netflix subtitles.
What was the last book you read then, Dana?
Last thing I attempted to read was Up the Hume.
Up the Hume. Oh, I lent you that book, didn't I?
I still have it.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't. No, it's just on my like on my bookshelf.
Yeah.
And I've just forgotten to give it to you because I haven't finished it yet. Like I want to, I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
maybe I definitely should.
It's a really good book too. So, it's a book based in Australia about a gay couple in Sydney who are Greek, Greek Australians, which I know you're quite interested in Greek culture and that, and it really touches on modern day Greek culture in that book really well, in a way that I think you'd understand and would really enjoy reading.
Yeah.
So, Dana, what's the last book you actually read?
The last book I actually finished reading, cover to cover, was called Her Pretty Face.
Yes, what's it about?
It's by Robin Harding, I believe. One moment. Yeah, Robin Harding.
Yeah.
And I think Her Pretty Face is one book in like a series,
Yep.
but you don't necessarily like they're all about something different, but they've got like the same theme.
Yep.
But basically, it's a the one that I read, it's about a woman who has a special needs son, and he gets accepted into a really elite school.
Yep.
But she's like anxious, she's insecure herself, and so it's all like preppy mums that this woman's nothing like, and she's sort of on the outside of the cliques, and so's her son because he's like, special needs.
Yep.
And so they're all like, oh, we don't want him around our children.
That's horrible.
Yeah, so it's, and she's not having a good time at home either. But then things sort of start looking up when a new mum comes to town, and the Frances is her name. She's the one that sort of feels like an outsider. But then this new mum comes to town, and she's beautiful. She's like a trophy wife, basically. She takes Frances out to nice places and just, flashes the credit card around, and no, it goes, no, it's okay. I know you're not doing too, I think her husband loses his job as well, and it's their only income, sort of thing.
Yep.
And then, yeah, so she comes in and she like befriends her, and they become the best of friends. And then all the other mums are like, oh my God, why are you friends with that woman? She's gross. And then her new friend's like, no, screw you, bitches, like literally.
Yeah.
And then they're all jealous, and then Frances sort of gets accepted into the whole clique because they want the new, fresh, cool soccer mum on their side too. And then, long story short, it turns out that this woman isn't who she's making out to be. She's actually a murderer.
The new cool mum
Yeah, when she was a teenager, she murdered someone, and somehow they found out about it. Like all the clique mums were like, "Hang on, this actually is something fishy about this woman, or something." I don't know. I can't remember. It was ages ago. It was over a year ago. And yeah, and then they do some investigating, and they realize that this girl, like, she changed her name and identity and everything because she got let off from murder. She pinned it all on her boyfriend, but it turns out that she was the actual aggressor, think, for lack of better words.
Yep.
Protagonist, I think, is the word I'm looking for. Basically, turns out she was the sadistic one that tortured and like murdered someone, but then pinned it all on her boyfriend, but they were both involved. And she was the ringleader.
Murderer related to the nice mum that doesn't have friends.
Yeah, the new mum, the cool mum that came to town when she was a teenager.
No. The victim of the murderer was the victim related to the mother of the autistic child.
Hang on, I can't hear you. You've gone distant.
Hello?
That's a bit better.
Hello.
Yeah, what did you say?
Is the victim of the murderer related to the mother of the autistic child? So I'm
No.
getting start.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the person that got murdered is no relate. It was like on the other side of America.
Oh, right.
Actually, yeah, America it set in, yeah. So yeah, this girl accidentally, no, sorry, it wasn't an accident. She actually killed someone. And then she got let off the charges because it was investigated at the time, and they let her off, like, I think she like claimed insanity or something. And then she sort of got her act together, married into money, and then sort of built her way up the social ladder, I guess, sort of thing, and pretended to be someone she wasn't,
You ready for another BuzzFeed quiz, girl? All right, I got a good one for you. Now,
Let's go.
yet again, I'm not going to tell you what the title of the quiz is or what is revealed at the end.
Okay, all right.
But the basis of the quiz is really easy. I'm going to give you a random food, and you need to tell me whether you think it should be served in a on a plate or in a bowl. First one.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So here we go. First one is spaghetti. Should it be served on a plate or in a bowl?
Plate.
Plate. Fried rice, plate or bowl?
Bowl.
Bowl. Mac and cheese, plate or bowl?
Oh, that's a tough one. Bowl for easy pasta access.
Bowl, okay.
Yeah.
Salad.
Bowl.
Bowl. Ravioli.
Plate or bowl? See, I've got pasta bowls that are like a plate.
You have to choose one or the other, though, plate or bowl.
For ravioli,
Yeah.
bowl.
Pad Thai.
Plate.
Right. Fruit salad.
Oh, see, that could be either bowl.
Bowl. Ice cream cake.
Plate.
Plate. Hummus.
Plate. No, bowl. Bowl for
Going to say
sure.
you serve a hummus dip, you know, on a plate.
Bowl. Bowl.
Chicken wings.
A plate of wings or a bowl of wings? A plate.
Plate.
Yeah.
Gnocchi.
Bowl.
Bowl.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
Just by itself? Who eats mashed potato by itself?
Me.
A bowl, I guess, if it's just potatoes?
And
Is
last but not least,
this gonna define whether or not I'm a sociopath?
no.
Oh,
No. And last but not least, soup.
plate, no bowl.
Bowl, okay.
Yeah. What is my answer?
So, do you want to know the answer first, or do you want to know the name of the quiz first?
The answer.
The answer is 27.
My age?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, what's the quiz called?
Okay, so the quiz is called Say Plate or Bowl to These Foods and We'll Reveal Your Psychological Age.
Okay.
So apparently you're 27. So you're probably
Based
younger.
on what food I serve in what dish? What
So it's
the fuck, Buzz Quiz? Buzz Quiz? BuzzFeed.
It says you're probably younger, but you possess the wisdom and maturity of someone several years older. You've always connected better with people older than you, and you tend to be the responsible one in your friend group.
Holy shit, that is actually me.
You are the director of our podcast.
That's just because I'm a bossy boots. That comes back to my star sign.
Would you like me
No,
to
I'm just a bitch.
Would you like me to take the quiz?
How different are our answers going to be? All right, you do it.
Yeah, I've considered a few things different to you.
You don't put it in a plate or a bowl. You put it in whatever you've got that's clean.
Excuse me.
That is you.
That's rude.
Is it rude if it's true?
Ow. I put different answers for everything, and I got 27 as well.
Oh my God, a BuzzFeed quiz that isn't real and is rigged?
I mean, maybe. Because, like, I did a lot of things that you do, and like I put ravioli in a plate instead of a bowl. And mac and cheese on a plate. And fried rice on a plate. And spaghetti on a plate.
Don't know.
Right, guys, it's time for song of the week.
It's time for the song of the week, Dana.
Song of the week.
Yes.
What have you chosen?
Well,
because what we've done this week is we've chosen a song each from one another's playlist that you can find on Spotify.
Yes, we've decided to put up a playlist of each other's vibes on on the Talkings at Spotify account, so that you can get an idea of what we're both listening to between our weekly songs of the week. And this week, I chose a song from Dana's Vibes playlist. It's a throwback. I used to listen to this song.
Oh, did you choose a throwback too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So did I.
Oh, that's okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay. All right, go.
So I chose this song because I used to listen to it a lot as a children.
As a children? When I was a children...
I remember being, I think I was 11 or 12, and I was staying with my great-grandma up in Cessnock for, it was during school holidays. I think I stayed up there for 3 or 4 days with her, just me and her.
Mm-hmm.
Just to spend some time with her, you know. She was getting older. I wanted to spend some time with my great-grandmother. She
yeah.
was a lovely lady. Anyway, I went out for an hour just to enjoy myself.
How old were you?
About 11 or 12.
Okay.
I put my iPod on with my headphones in,
mm-hmm.
and I put this song on repeat for the next hour as I rode my scooter around her retirement village.
Your scooter, was it a Razor?
Yes.
Oh, you were so cool. Did you have
I had a Razor scooter. It was black and silver. And so the song is Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
Oh, that is such a bop.
It is. I forgot to put it in my playlist because I don't know why, but when I saw it in your playlist, I'm just like, no, I have to choose that one. I can't. I mean, I was going to go with WAP by Cardi B, as you know, but then I thought, should we really be discussing WAP on,
Absolutely. WAP is a bap. WAP is a bop.
I didn't feel it was very appropriate.
Okay, fair
for
enough.
For certain reasons.
Oh, that is a good song, though.
It's not bad.
And the drummers, right?
In Seven Nation Army?
Yeah.
So in the White Stripes,
White Stripes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes, I think the drummer is. And I love how they include a double bass. Like, it's such an underrated instrument when it comes to rock. A lot of rock bands don't use it because it looks like it's something that belongs in the orchestra. But fuck off, it belongs in rock as well. It's fucking sick.
Okay. You're very passionate about that.
Oh, I love the double bass. If I was going to play a string instrument, it'd probably be the double bass, maybe the cello, but I prefer double bass.
Can you play any instrument?
Piano.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So... besides the piano and the, what, double bass?
Yes.
If you could just be given the gift to play any instrument, what would you choose?
Other than those two?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, give me a second. Give me a second. I need to Google what it's called. Can you still hear me?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for you to Google, doll.
It's okay. Don't worry. I remember what it was called. I would choose the theremin.
Oh, is that that thing that you use your hand for, like the waves?
Yeah, the Sheldon Cooper plays.
Yeah.
On the Star Trek theme.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Just because it's such a weird instrument, I love it.
I don't want to brag or anything, but I play a mean triangle solo. Electric triangle, may I add.
Electric? There's such a thing as an electric triangle?
I don't think so. Surely not.
We have to Google this.
I'm also pretty good at cymbals.
Cymbals, okay, yeah.
Yes.
You never tried any instrument that required a little more?
Oh. I can play piano.
Oh, you can play piano?
I can play keyboard.
Keyboard and piano are require the similar...
Basically, to me, a keyboard is a piano with a loop built in and a soundboard.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sort of, kind of, not really. Like,
well, I mean, you can play.
You're never ever going to get the same sound from a keyboard that you do like a grand piano. But
oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it requires similar skill. It's a similar skill to play both, though.
Yeah, it's just knowing the chords and when to press them, really.
Exactly.
It's not that easy at all, but, you know, it is quite difficult.
Do you find piano hard?
I did at first. I didn't know what the heck I was doing.
At the very first I did, but I find now it just flows.
Like, yeah, but I mean, are you playing like Mozart or the Simpsons theme like me?
What?
I said, did Mozart play fucking piano? Please tell me he did.
Well, I love to do Fur Elise, but I have my own rendition of Fur Elise that I do. It's a little bit...
Oh my god, you do renditions? Yeah, no, I just do a rendition of the fucking Simpsons theme song and cross buns. cross!
And I must say, I love... And I must say, I also love to play Chasing Cars on the piano the way I do.
Oh yeah. Anyway, so...
What song did you choose from my playlist, Daniel?
Well, I had to get some help from Mr. Google.
Okay.
So I could not decide. I had three choices.
And how does Google help you do that?
Random number generator.
Oh, okay. So you wrote the three song titles down and you put a number, signed a number to them, and yeah.
Yeah, sort of. Just not that hard.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, so the song that Google chose for me was actually my first choice.
Yeah.
And it was My Happy Ending by Avril Lavigne.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, I miss Avril. Wish she wasn't. Oh, my dead. God.
You seen that too?
Yes.
It's very, very odd.
Yeah. So what is it you like about My Happy Ending?
Oh, my God, it is so angsty. And 10-year-old me used to belt it out on my Walkman.
Yes. Oh, I missed the Walkman too. They were good.
What did you upgrade from the Walkman to?
An iPod Nano.
Oh, I got a piping hot MP3 player. And then I went to the iPod Shuffle. Then I went to the iPod Nano, like first generation.
Yeah.
And then it was an iPod Touch. And then it was just my phone.
Yeah.
After that, you could get everything on your phone.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my piping hot MP3 player. It had some fucking bangers.
Do you still know where it is? Could you like try and find it and
pull out some of the bangers? It got lost or stolen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rude.
Right? It was bright. It was like half bright orange and half white. It was the sickest. And this green would flash like multicolor. You could pick an option. You'd have it normal and like the song would like run across the screen like a train station notice board, you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
Or you could have it like the, you know, the TikTok filter, like the LED lights?
Yes.
Or you could have it like that.
Yeah.
It was the sickest. We at that point, we were like, how can technology get any better than this?
I and look, know, weren't we?
And look where we are. Like, we thought we were in the peak.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I remember playing Age of Empires on a computer and going, how can the world get any better than this? That was on, like, Windows 98 or something like that.
Oh, I used to play Chicken Invaders.
I remember Minesweeper.
Oh, I still really don't know how to play it. I mean, I can. I've figured it out half.
Oh.
Oh, do you remember Purple Place?
Oh, my God, yes. And the old retro-style Microsoft Pinball.
Yes.
Oh.
And, of course, just, what was it? Red, Black, what was that spider game?
Spider Solitaire.
I think so.
Oh, I still play Spider Solitaire now as an adult.
You know what I've recently gotten into because I finally figured it out?
What?
Sudoku.
How could it take you that long to figure it out?
You've got because I haven't
in each box, row, and column.
Yeah, well, I haven't played it since I was about fucking nine. And I didn't know what I was doing at nine. Like, come on, give me a break. Take five was hard.
And now we're adults. It's just like, yeah, I'm just going to breathe through this quickly.
Yeah, I have it on my phone. I love it.
Yeah.
And Nanogram. Nanogram's good too.
Oh, yeah. That's the one where you make the picture, isn't it?
Picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wow. Boss at that.
So what were the other two songs you were going to choose from?
Well, my second choice was Valentine's Day by Linkin Park.
Green Day, sorry.
It's Linkin, isn't it?
I'm sure it's Green Day, honey.
It's not Green Day.
Isn't it?
No. Don't do this to me.
No, it is Linkin Park, sorry.
Don't make me question my emo days.
So you used to listen to that song on repeat too back in your emo days?
Well, I used to listen to Linkin Park, but when you played me that song, yeah. I didn't know what it was until the chorus. I was like, oh, of course.
Yeah.
And then number three was All I Want.
All I Want. Who's that?
Yeah. Is it Codeine or Clodine? Codaline. Codaline?
Oh, yes. That song's depressing, but I love it.
My dude that I follow with the mullet, he was on The Voice. He's a TikToker.
Oh, yes, yeah.
He's covered it. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
He is such a talented kid, man. He's definitely going to go far.
And I noticed in my playlist, the song underneath All I Want by Codaline is a TikTok banger right now.
Oh, I didn't notice. What is it?
Me pan, su su su.
You just wanted to add that in.
Maybe.
Have you seen the TikTok of a girl trying to find what that song is called?
No.
And her trying to type in what she thinks the lyrics are?
No. What does she think the lyrics are?
Oh, I'm going to have to find it and send it to you. I'm just going to write a note so I can remember to do it.
Okay.
Send Callum TikTok.
We send each other a lot of TikToks, don't we, Dana?
You send me a lot of TikToks. I do not check my TikTok notifications. If it's a good one, send it to me through Messenger. And oh, I should not have told you that. And
the only ones I send you are the good ones. That's why I send them to you on TikTok, because I know you're going to forget.
Yeah, but I've seen half of them already, and then the other ones that I haven't seen are shit, and that's why I haven't seen them. At the moment, I have 157 unopened TikToks.
TikTok messages from me.
TikTok messages.
Just from me, not from anyone else.
In my whole inbox.
Oh, shit.
Majority of them are you. Like, you're in the triple digits. Like.
You need to check that more often, girl, because you send me some too, but that's
yeah, but I never check them.
String is red. Yeah.
That's why what?
That's why it never registers as red, because you send them from the video.
Yeah, I never go into him.